on 1278 and 1530 AM on DAB Digital Radio, on the Pulse 2 app and online at pulse2.co.uk. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show with Aaron the Power Bauer, Super Mario Elliot Minchella, the Reggae Warrior Ross Peltier, and Robbie Hunter Paul.
Kia ora and g'day and welcome to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show live here at Pulse 2 Studios. Boys are in the house, say hey boys.
Cool.
Evening.
Hey boys.
Alright, coming up on today's show, we've got a brand new format that we're going to try and roll out this evening. It may not be as seamless as it should be, but stick with us and we'll get there in the end. In the second segment, we're going to hear from an amateur club. We're going to profile them. I call it the Amateur All-Star of the Week, so we'll be hearing from them. We'll want to hear from the boys also. Each of these boys are going to be given a task. They've got to run for 30 seconds. We originally thought 40 seconds, and we'll make it light for them. Today is 30 seconds. Subject of your choice, whatever you want, and then we'll make comment on it. In the third segment, it's over to you, the supporters. We're going to be discussing some of your points, how you've been firing. I think we've got a couple of pages full of points that you put together. We're live here on social media as well. We're streaming it from my own platform. I think we've posted it from the boys.
I think it's
well.
3D as well tonight. It's looking good.
You should see what I've done. I've literally sellotaped my... My holder broke. Anyway, that's fresh, man. That's cool. So we'll be taking some, we'll take it on the fly as well. So we'll make comment on something that you've already said. We'll make comment on it and then put in your 5 cents if you're listening to us on via social media. And in the final segment, we're going to be finishing off with looking ahead to the kickoff of the Super League season and the championship season this weekend. And I've chosen 4 games at random, and we're going to decide. We've got a poll going on the pulse2.co.uk website. You can check it out. The boys will put in their selections at the end of this weekend. We'll be able to see who's going to be leading out of us four. So 4 proposed experts we have right here, and we're going to get into it. So let's get into it, boys. How's it going? Let's catch up for the weekend.
Good, not bad, not bad. Steady weekend, really, yeah. Watched a bit of rugby.
But honestly, how are you really feeling? We've just gone past Blue Monday, which I think it wasn't, I think it might have been this Monday or it might have been last Monday. And because you're injured, you were feeling like you're down in the dumps. Do you need a man hug from us, Rick?
No, I don't need a hug. It's just boring.
Give him a hug, Elliot.
It's just boring.
Just give him a hug. His mouth's saying one thing, but his eyes are saying something different. That's why he wears those glasses.
Yeah.
To hide the real pain.
Yes.
Let's talk about
it's
it, brother.
Pain I get at home.
No.
I watched a bit of rugby.
It's been a daddy. It's all coming home.
Watched the Toronto game. Watched the boys. Won the best game from us, really. But it's one of them. You don't really want to play Toronto the week before the season. You know, we have the few rested.
Well, you don't want to show your hand the week before the season.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys did have, like, what was it? 400 preseason matches.
Yeah,
399. Yeah. I'm talking out of turn.
Nearly all of them.
Yeah,
he's burnt out. Yeah.
Minnie's he's ready for an off season. By the gosh, he can't play.
Minnie's off to Mexico next week.
Monday's coming up for Minnie.
What are you looking at my outfit?
Yeah, it's been long. But yeah, we're here to round one now, so it's excitement time now. You know, you can feel the buzz in the boys.
Yeah, but I know, but you're watching from the sideline. Do you really feel part of the we? So, yeah, you're part of the team right now. You know, see the boys got all their in jokes and got all those combinations working out, and you're just on the bike still.
I'm on the Pulse 2 commentary team now. That's what I'm doing. I'm in the mix. You see that little seamless plug-in?
Seamless link straight into it. Well, we're going to come back to that. So there's a fabulous new experience that's going to happen this weekend. It's a new matchup. It's a new commercial venture. It's a new join-up. I want to get to that in a second. Minnie, let's catch up with yourself.
Yeah.
A little bit of a hop-along. You know, 18 games before the start of the season. It's starting to take its toll on you. You're getting a bit long in the tooth now, aren't you?
Celebrate my birthday on Monday. 23. So
23.
You know,
you've been around forever.
Almost a veteran
you're
now.
You're only 23.
Almost a veteran.
Honestly, I'm sure I paid to come and watch you play when I was a kid. Sure.
I had a nice weekend, long weekend. My birthday on Monday, so I celebrated it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on Monday. I went to watch the boys, obviously, at Toronto. But getting ready for round one, Featherstone. bring them on, the Rovers.
Yeah,
we're ready.
Featherstone are a very different team from 2018. They've had an extraordinary amount of players, coaches, everything. Yeah. You know, it's like one team out, a brand new team put together. What can you guys see as the risk? What is the challenge this week?
But I think it'll be a bit of unknown, really, for us, because, you know, there's been a mass exodus. You know, Wildy's come to us. You know, a lot of players gone everywhere, new coaches. You know, got some PNG players in. You know, I think it's going to be a bit of the unknown. But I feel we've got all the strengths to, you know, to take away the points. But, yeah, it'll be a welcome to Championship again for us as well, because, you know, first game back. So I reckon it'll be an interesting game. I don't reckon it'll be a blowout, but, yeah, I reckon it'll be a good...
I reckon it makes them dangerous, not knowing any... We do know stuff about them, but we don't know...
And they're a young in the team, past, which kind of can offer you be lulled into a false sense of security, right?
Yeah, and in the past, you know, you look at the teams and you think, oh, he plays for them, you know what he does. But this team... We don't know who's going to be lining up.
Yeah, but you guys are the Yorkshire Cup champions, you know what I mean?
They've got a dual Red Roof lead, so no doubt they'll have five players from them. I've seen they've got a few in on loan. Callum Turner, Dan Smith from Huddersfield.
So no mugs?
Yeah, so they've got some good players, and obviously new coach, so new style of play. And
very new coach.
I think there's not much pressure on them, is there? So it's going to be a good game, but it makes them dangerous, so we're not taking them lightly whatsoever.
Man, when you play for Featherstone, the unique little... community that Featherstone is always pressure perform.
Yeah,
well, the one thing I'd say in Bradford's favour is you boys have been training together since what, November?
Yeah.
Some of their bigger players didn't get here until 10 days ago. Bradford have had a full pre-season.
The coach
they know
only
where
turned
they
up 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've seen Feather a couple of times. I saw him before the coach turned up.
So
and they were
potentially
awful.
Undercooked.
Potentially, yeah. I think not so much.
Which
undercooked.
Makes it dangerous for you guys.
Not so much undercooked because they played a few friendlies, but. Yeah. Are they where they want to be as a team? You know, where they would hope they would want it to have been by February. I think they're probably a little bit behind, so I think that gives Bradford a bit of an edge, hopefully.
But if you're looking at how JK looks at it, if we do our job, we play how we play, we'll win regardless whatever they do. So
and the hands will get moving.
We're aware of them, but like Ross said, we're confident in what we do.
And Aaron, you've come dressed for action. Look at you. You are a runner. You do absolutely everything, and you're going to be running around rugby league this weekend, haven't you? You've got a busy schedule.
Yeah, about 1,200 miles, 1,000 miles maybe weekend. London on Sunday, looking forward to that.
The weather's great for it as well.
Yeah. Looking forward to London on Sunday. Went to Milham on Sunday, just gone up in Cumbria.
Did you really?
Yeah, that
was
life-changing.
It is the end of the
year. It was an eye-opening experience, yeah. So 90 miles and it took me nearly 3 hours.
Going on holiday there, mate, in a few weeks. Any good?
Yeah,
really.
All right. It's all right.
Okay, brand new setup, brand new joint relationship between Pulse 2 and the Bradford Bulls. And we caught up with Mick Gledhill, the game caller. Tell us all about it.
Yes, so every game, home and away, we're going to cover on Pulse 2. The name of the programme is going to be Bradford Bulls Live on Pulse 2. So at 2 o'clock, we're going to have the preamble, the pre-match build-up. So we're going to hear from John Keir. We're going to hear from the players. We're going to hear from Andrew Chalmers. We're not just going to hear from people associated with the Bradford Bulls. We're going to, you know, cover a lot of the Championship clubs like Halifax, Batley, Dewsbury, and get a bit of input from them. We're also going to hear from Ralph Rimmer from the Rugby Football League. So although predominantly we're going to be covering the Bradford Bulls, we want to make it a real accessible rugby league show. And in that hour, you know, you're getting all the latest news, views, opinions from the Betfred Championship itself, the competition this season, the Betfred Championship. It's wide open. You really can't call who's actually going to be in them top five places. Obviously, Toronto, Toulouse are going to be the favourites, but Bradford are going to be up there along with Halifax, Featherstone, Batley and Dewsbury. Going to be such a vibrant and exciting competition, and for me to be able to paint the picture to the thousands of listeners, not just in Bradford but in West Yorkshire, it's absolutely, I'm overwhelmed. And you know, my word to the listeners is they're going to get the best call team in rugby league.
Oh, that's it. Look, he's talking himself up. The best call team. And Ross, did you say that you're on that call team?
Yeah, I'm on that team, yeah.
So have you been working on any pearls you can come out with?
No, I don't do the metaphors. You know, he does the metaphors. You know, I just do the analysis of the game. Do you know what I mean?
You break it down.
Yeah, knowledge is key. You get me? I'm
just... You know, once again, we've got a front row doing that sort of breakdown and analysis. That does my it melts my brain.
John Keir came up to me the other day and he says, "You know what, Ross?" He goes, "I'm surprised. I like what you say when you commentate on games. You actually know what you're on about." So he said he was surprised that I knew what I was on about and he enjoyed it. So
tune in.
Your reply. You missed an opportunity. Your reply needs to be, "John, I learn from the best."
I just said, obviously. You know what I mean? That's what I do. I excel at everything. I did, but yeah, he didn't take that one good. But
a great innovation for the Bulls, yeah? Obviously, spreading that gospel word. There will be no live stream game, obviously, because of the contract. But people will still be able to access it wherever you are in the world.
Yeah, it'll be good. I've been doing the Bulls live, and there's been a lot of people engaging with that. You know, on Facebook, people have been engaging with it when we've been doing it. So, yeah, it's seamless on me. Whenever I've been injured, when I first got here 3 years ago, I was doing it on another station with Mick. So, yeah, it'll be good. I enjoy doing it.
We keep them busy. We keep them out of mischief. All right, we're going to go to a break now. But before we do that, let's have a look at the roads.
Is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live in the studio with Ross Poutier, Ali Mantella and Aaron Bauer. And we're starting one of those new segments of the show tonight. And we're going to go straight into it, really. This is the All-Star Amateur Team. So this is an opportunity for all supporters out there, those that are involved with a rugby league club, either a rugby league club or a rugby league team, to contact us, leave your details, we'll get in contact with you and you'll be able to highlight, profile, promote your either club or your team, whatever's closest to your heart. And here's an example that we put together a little bit earlier this week, and it is a real team.
The RHP Show Team of the Week.
Hi, I'm Jess Bunyard. I'm the Director of Ladies Rugby at Huddersfield YMCA IUFC, and I'm also the head coach of Huddersfield Hornets University Women's Side. So we've just launched a new partnership with Huddersfield Hornets and the YMCA Ladies Side, which means there's a brand new feeder system going on. So if you're playing rugby in Huddersfield, if you've previously played for the university, you can come up and play for the Senior Ladies Side. Or if you're just wanting to start playing Women's Rugby Union, you can come along to us at Huddersfield YMCA, pick up a rugby ball and get going and start and get fitter. We've got an age group girls system at Huddersfield YMCA, so that consists of under 13s, under 15s and under 18s, and they now have somewhere to progress when they graduate from that system, so they can now go to the senior ladies side and continue playing rugby. We are all across Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, so if you Google Senior Roses or Senior Ladies Roses, you'll find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. If you Google Huddersfield Hornets, you'll find my university side as well. I remember a Monday where we were coaching and I was trying to get the girls ready for a game. However, I believe it was either the Rugby Union or Rugby League University lads were having the calendar shoot on a pitch that was adjacent to ours, and they decided to have a naked photo shoot for one, which obviously made it increasingly difficult for me to try and coach my girls and get them ready for the game, as they were somewhat distracted. There were cries of oohs and ahs and much giggling going on while I was trying to coach them how to throw a rugby ball.
The RHP Show Team of the Week.
And there you go. That's the RHP. So amateur all-star team of the week. And that's what we want to do. So great example there from the Huddersfield women's rugby team there. And that's exactly what we want. We want you at home, if you're listening, if you're involved with a rugby league club, if you're involved with a rugby league team, it can be a team or a club, and you want to profile them, get your opportunity, get in front of thousands of listeners, and you can have your way. So there you go. Round of applause for the Huddersfield Hornets and Huddersfield Rugby Union Women's Team. So all the best of luck this weekend. So on to the next segment, and this is where I throw it over to you, boys. You've got a 40-second challenge. I think we're just going to go with a 30-second challenge. I'm going to ease them into it. We'll ease them into it, Luke. Okay? So I kind of put Ross on the spot here in regards, because I don't know how he's functioning in today's world, but he's lost his phone. You break your phone or you lose your phone?
Broke it.
So all the content that I was sending to these guys to get prepared for tonight, he's not got
I've
any
got,
of it.
I've got it in my head. I know what I'm doing.
You know what you're doing. So we'll go with you straight up.
He's good, isn't he? He's good.
Okay, he's a real deal. That's why. He's good, isn't he? We're going to change it from the Game Callers show. Yeah, it should be Bradford Bulls Live Reggae Warrior States, or Says, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So let's do it then. 30 seconds on. You've got the timer? Let's go.
Basically, right, it's not really a rant. the venues will come out for the World Cup. Jamaica, obviously, going to be everyone's second favourite team. I'm not going to talk about the, I'm not going to talk about venues, man. I'm just going to say the NFL, you know, Anfield, Emirates, all these good venues, basically. You just need to put Jamaica there because we're going to fill every ground, really. We're going to be everyone's favourite second team. Yeah, everyone supports. That's it.
I've got to keep left. I've got to keep going.
And, yeah, it's terrible being in rehab. Yeah, you just got to run all day and try to lose weight. And yeah, it's terrible.
We're nearly there. Keep going.
I've run out.
Is that 30 seconds or 40 second countdown you've got?
That's
there?
That's 40.
Oh, we 40 said 30. Okay, so the challenge was thrown out there. I reckon you got about 20 seconds, and I reckon you got about 5 seconds of actual quality in there.
Yeah, I lost it.
What were you talking about?
Because then he said venues. Play? He said he wanted venues. I forgot he was using venues, so venues. I stopped.
But what you're talking about is Jamaica should be everyone's second rugby league team.
Yeah,
what are your second favourite rugby league team? What are your guys' thoughts about that? You will be my second favourite rugby league
team.
Need
to be everybody's
if you bring that Jamaican colour and flair everywhere you go.
We will do, man.
So I want to see like highlights coming out of the dressing rooms. I want to hear reggae music coming up. I want to see colour. I want to see all the boys
dancing.
Did you
not see my story when we qualified?
I did. But I want to see every week. I want a heavy social media flow coming out of your guys' camp. And all the colour, the brilliance. You know, kind of like, what's the festival in London?
Carnival.
Yeah, that's what it's like every training
session. Constant carnival for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Every day. If you do that, if you guys somehow figure out, I reckon you'll win the hearts and minds.
Yeah. I think that's what we're going to do, you know what I mean?
I've just given him his plan, haven't I? Mm.
That's how we're going to be anyway, but
you had nothing.
Yeah.
You know where you're going to be? Everyone else is going to be in camp partying and you'll be at home looking after your baby. Because you'll be just high. You'll be hoteled down the road. How are you going to convince your missus that you should be stopping at the hotel?
If anybody knows that I will be there.
Doesn't happen.
Hopefully she's not listening.
She's going to break you down. Because after the third day of just getting up and doing all the feeds and working up with baby all the time, it's going to turn on you. And you want to be at home. You'll be saying goodbye to the boys as if they're having all their fun and games in the hotel every night. All right.
Nope.
There we go. The first one down. What do you reckon? Steve, was he successful?
It was terrible. I give it a 2 out of 10.
It was unprepared.
Yeah, it was undercooked.
You give yourself a 2 out of 10. All right. Well, you can only improve.
Ready.
Can get worse, actually. You can give yourself a 0 or 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right. We're on to Mini. As Mini just gets all the games
up.
Okay. So let's go. 40 seconds from now.
Right, so my rant, it's not a rant actually, it's big up the RFL. I'm a massive, I watched the World Cup venues being announced the other day and I thought it was fantastic. First off, Newcastle to host, got the opening ceremony and the first game at St James's Park. I think that's massive. I think it's, we've had rugby league in Newcastle before and the fans really get behind it. I think that's a really good one. Special mention to Sheffield, they've got a game at Bramall Lane. I know they've been working hard to get that, and I think that'll be good. Hopefully they get a big crowd down there. And the last one is the game at the Emirates. I think that's outstanding. The semi-final is going to be the World Cup semi-final at the Emirates Stadium. You know, if you can get 60,000 fans in there, it's absolutely immense. And it's going to be the first sporting event to be there other than football. And to have rugby league there, I think it's outstanding. So I think the RFL have done fantastic on that, and I can't wait.
Is it the RFL that have, this is a completely independent body, isn't it, Aaron? You can fill us in here.
I think it's the GA.
You know what? They get the blame for everything.
They're going to get it in a minute.
Whoever's organised this and picked these cities and stadiums has done fantastic.
I agree.
All I got to say is do not put Jamaica in Cumbria or Teesside because there's no black people up there. There's none.
You got
there's
Leon Price.
Cumbria's got Leon Price. What's he called? Who plays for Whitehaven? And
Jesse Joe.
They've got that. They're the only two black people in Cumbria. So don't put us. There. We don't want to play there.
Jesse Joe Parker, he's from Papua New Guinea.
Yeah,
he's got dark brown skin, but he's not Jamaican, is he?
Yeah, but we're all the same kind of. We're all the same.
That's
man.
A different continent on the other side of the world.
Yeah, but he's black in it like me. He likes the same things like me. Like, you know what I mean? But so there's Leon Bryce and Jesse Joe. Yeah. Don't put us up there because no one's going to come watch. Apart from Leon Price,
producer Luke is having a meltdown. It's all right. Anyway, I'm mixed race. he's Jamaican. So
anyway, back to the rugby. The venues are outstanding.
Now, are they really?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They've taken a massive punt. Herein lies the challenge. Massive punt. There's some massive stadiums to fill. A lot more than what we had in 2013.
Yeah.
And, you know, by all accounts, 2013 was a success because in traditional Heartland stadiums where you actually sold out quite a number of them. I think 75% of the stadiums were sold out. Now it's a bigger challenge. It's taken a lot of the games away from the traditional Heartland areas, put them in brand new stadiums and new communities. Are we going to sell them out? That's therein lies the challenge, don't you think?
What's wrong? We've got to be ambitious. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I'm with that. But they tried that back in 2000. And
20 years later. I think they've got to grow the game, they've got to send it to these places, and I think I'm massively behind it. I think it's outstanding.
I think they sell out Bristol last one.
We've got Aaron Stone. So we're going to quickly go to Aaron's turn, and we might have to run over into the next segment or the final segment.
Seamless, isn't it?
Mine is
whoever's decision it was to announce that we're going to be in dot 2 points on the eve of the new season. Disgraceful, pathetic. Just a stupid idea, shooting rugby league in the foot. We've had the best build-up for weeks. All the players are in the spotlight. The competition looks like it's about to start with a bang this weekend. And then instead of all the papers and all the headlines being about, oh, look how great this competition is, look what a great opening weekend we've got, it's about Wigan. And don't get me wrong, they broke the cap, so they should be punished. But this should have either been held until the season started or at least put out a few days before, because to do it now is just the stupidest decision. Typical rugby league, shooting itself in the foot. Break.
Oh, mic drop.
Boss.
Boom.
Well, I reckon you're about 4 seconds short there, but absolutely brilliant. You know, it's not your first time. Yeah. This isn't your first
better than mine.
Rodeo. Look, don't shoot yourself in the foot, Ross. Yeah. You know, he's a paid professional. He does this for a living. I know that you're going to be up with the game caller. Don't you? He'll pick up some stuff.
Yeah.
All right, We're going to come back to this because actually there's a few of the supporters that are asking this in the next segment. So we'll go to a break, and when we come back, we'll cover this off as well as answering all of your questions, and we want you to join in with us. So get the questions coming in, be a part of the conversation. Be back with us. Stick with us. It's Robbie Hunter Paul Show.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2. Live on 1278 and 1530 AM. This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.
Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live in the studio with Aaron the Power Bauer, Elliot the Italian Stallion Michella, nearly went Luigi again, and the reggae warrior that is Ross Peltier. All right, this is your segment of the show. This is where we're picking up on the questions, the comments that you guys have thrown in. I'm just looking at some of the stuff coming through on the live Periscope. We've got one from Ryan McConnell who's saying, why not use Odsell as Odsell Stadium for the World Cup? Someone else has just replied after him. Sorry, Ryan, because it's a dump. There was another person also. Oh, no, it's actually Ryan saying again, shock, Odsell's not being picked.
Yeah, I'd say it's a bit a few years behind, you know, with all the standings.
It
would be a good venue.
If it was up to standards.
It'd be a good venue. I'd love to play in a Jamaica shirt or so, but
I just think the avenue they've gone down is like modern stadiums, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you can see why
Football
Bradford haven't got the nod.
They wanted to pick cities. They were very clear. So Bradford ticked the box. And I'm sure, like, with the people that live here and stuff, it would have been right. But the stadium just
easy to get to.
I'd have loved Valley Parade being one.
But then you need a massive game, don't you, to fill it? You need, you know, like, with no disrespect.
Jamaica versus
Italy. Bradford boys.
Come on, we'd
fill
it.
Solve that.
Just give me advertising budget alone, I'd fill out the plate.
We'd take them. Italians all the way.
All right, well, so we were picking up on the last... on the last segment where Aaron was talking about the 2-point deduction announced, you know, on the precipice of the Super League season 2019, Nathan Lamb put in this comment. What's your opinions on the two-point deduction for Wigan 2 years after it happened? Personally, think it should have been deducted last season. Aaron, can you just sort of like summarise what you said in the last time, and we'll pick up on that?
Yeah, well, they've obviously deducted them.
Did they?
Deducted them 2 points for breaches in 2017. I think it was like agents fees or admin fees that didn't get amounted to the cap properly that Wigan didn't know were part of the cap.
£14,600.
So Wigan's argument is, look, it's 14 grand. They were at 100% of the cap value and this took them to like 100.8%. So it's not crime of the century, Wigan's argument is. And they finished sixth that year, so they haven't cheated the system or won a comp by cheating. And with the amount being so small in salary cap terms, their argument is, we'll take the fine because we deserve it, but the 2 points is ridiculously over the top. So the reason they couldn't get deducted it last year is because the audit into these extra fees didn't get done until at the end of last season. Otherwise, the cap is live. So you aren't allowed to physically go over the cap on player salaries because the RFL wouldn't allow you to register a player. Mm-hmm. So if Bradford were at cap and then they wanted to go and sign a player for... Or if they were 90 grand under cap and they wanted to sign a player for 100 grand, they wouldn't let them do it. But because this was like a back office administration thing, it's sort of not come up until an audit the following year. That's the way I see it. I've read it anyway. It's still quite new, isn't it? But I just think it's pretty weak that we've allowed it to come out.
Is it the PR that you don't like?
PR disaster. I don't have a problem with Wigan being punished because they've brought the cap. And, you know, I'm not trying to...
But do it before Christmas.
Do it Monday. You know, like, there is a school of thought, and it's conspiracy theorists, that with the RFL Super League split... You know, the RFL lobbed this in on the eve of the season. Because they could have done it yesterday, but they didn't because it was the World Cup thing. You know, they could have done it Monday. There was nothing happening Monday. They could have done it over the weekend. It just feels like this could have been avoided easily, and it's a bit annoying, really, but that's it.
What are your thoughts, boys? So what about the two-point deduction?
I've been behind a 12-point deduction, so I know what it's like.
Two points, that's nothing.
Keithley are on minus 12, aren't they, this year?
They're on minus 12. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Minus 12, yeah.
But again, it's back to, someone mentioned it to me today, that, you know, like Bradford 2 years ago, this new regime at Keithley that have saved the club are being punished for someone else's mistakes, it's crazy, really.
It doesn't... It hurts. It does. It hurts the wrong people.
At least they can't go down. You know. I mean, they've got no chance.
But how else would they punish the club?
That's the thing.
How else could you put a punishment?
I think for the selling cup.
Why should there be a punishment? They've come in and saved the situation. But they've saved the face of the game.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
We know why. It's stop businessmen running the clubs into the ground, wiping off all the debt, and starting up again. But. I don't know.
Yeah, going back to the Wigan.
Going back to the Wigan one.
2 points. They broke the rules. Is 2 points not enough, maybe?
Nah, 2 points is fair. It's only 14 grand, really.
Yeah.
No, Minnie had been in there working it out. He'd have got that 14 grand, made it disappear, but
it's fair.
What's 14 grand to a club like Wigan? I just think it's a bit petty, really.
Yeah.
You're saying that they should have hit it better? They knew nothing. Who did their books? Sacked that accountant.
Need some brown envelopes, though. I agree with what Aaron says. It's awful timing. I just think it's slap on the wrist. I think should have been.
All right, I'm gonna turn over to Aaron. You picked up a good question that one of the supporters threw in.
Alison Kellett has hit the nail on the head. Teams who do not run reserve teams and invest in an academy shouldn't be allowed to take players on short-term loan deals, be it dual reg or anything else. Feels like they are cheating the system by saving money by not investing in youth, but they don't mind skimming other clubs of their up-and-coming stars for short-term gain.
Alison, outstanding.
Winner.
I can't disagree.
She's clocked it. MP Alison Kellett.
And it's all about money.
That's nil on the head,
It's all about money. And do you guys think to the detriment of the sport? Because, you know, it doesn't seem like the solution with dual registration and that type of thing, players on loan, it works. It doesn't work very well, especially for the quality of the sport on the field. You know, when you look at teams like Melbourne Storm, when you look at teams like St. Helens, Wigan, that have that depth with, you've got the under-19s into a reserve grade that can then go on into the first team, it makes a seamless transition for them. Wigan are the great proponents of that probably over the last 10 years. But without having, you know, Salford's an example, no under-19s, no reserve grade team. You know, who do they then have to have another player join their team, or even to send players out on loan? It upsets the apple cart, don't you think? What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think it just doesn't help the playing. From a playing point of view, it's horrible. I think a player, like we had a player in our team, I think, I know lads who play like four different clubs in one season. Yeah. How can you get to know that each system and then go back to your parent club, and then if you get put into their team, you've got to know their system. It should be... Yeah, so for me, if you're in a first team squad, you're not in the team, you play for the reserve, everyone plays the same style of football, all the same calls, then you go back to the first team, you slip straight back in seamlessly, rather than you go out... So you're at Leeds, you go to Featherstone. If you don't play there, you go to Hunslet. Well, then Jordan Lilley went to Leeds last year, he played for Featherstone, then he came to us. Like, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. How can the playing
ridiculous, and then, to the championship as well? Yeah.
And at the same time, these players are trying to break into their teams. It's just the red's all over the place. It's ridiculous.
It's one of them. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I think it wasn't broke. Like rugby league, we tried to mess around and fix it.
I think we tried to go the cheap route.
Yeah, of course it is. I remember when the decision got told to us that, you know, it's going to an under-19s. I was one of them who were going to be like, it's going to an under-19s. There's no room for you at the club no more because, you know, you're not going to be playing first team, you're not going to be playing reserves. It's just by the by. And I think, you know, I think a lot of talent coming through has struggled because they've not played that level of opponent in the system of the club. I know they might have gone on loan to like Championship and played, and but you know, when you're playing, everyone's playing the same system and you're playing alongside other players who you might play first. I've played in reserve grade with Luke O'Donnell. I've played with, you know, Michael Lawrence, Jermaine McGilvy, Scott Griggs, Luke
Robinson.
Don't
just pick all those names.
They're players who played reserves.
Some of the greatest players ever played again.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. We had a reserve system where I played with a State of Origin player. Under-19s is ever going to get that opportunity? That helped me. What under-19s ever going to get that opportunity playing against only people 19 years old? Mm. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to get. It's detriment to the youth, I think, and it's killing the youth system.
All right. I think you hit the nail on the head. And thank you very much for your questions. We're going to be running this every single week. Get a point in. Come to us wherever you can, and we'll discuss it here on the show. Thank you for everyone that put their 5 cents in. And actually, before the end of the show, we're going to pick one of these questions, and we'll give the 4 tickets to the Bradford Bulls home match up this weekend. But we're going to go to a break now. But before we do, let's have a final look at the roads.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live on Pulse 2.
Have a nice prize by the end of the year. Welcome back to the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, live at the Pulse 2 studio, in the studio with Ross Peltier, Elliot Minchella, and Aaron Bauer. Jeez, didn't even realise we were live. Okay, so thank you very much for the last segment, everybody, putting in their 5 cents. We have one from Matthew James 131. He was one of the cyclists that cycled with us on ride to Wembley, the offload ride to Wembley.
What did you call him, Robbie? His nickname, Lance Armstrong.
And just to paint the picture, mate, I'm going to absolutely hammer you on here because you shouldn't have jumped in this. Completing the last day of the ride deserves a shout-out, mate. So
good work, Lance.
He was a good laugh on the cycle, but he only finished the first half a day, then started complaining about his knee. Then we get all cocky in the evening, but he got shot down saying, boys, you're not allowed to talk until you finish a full day. He did try to finish a full day on the Wednesday, but again, only made it through half a day, then fell out. But on the last day, he did the full last day.
Money shot.
But the last day is in London, which is dead flat, and it's only half a day. You did fulfill the last day, I'll give you that, Matthew, but honestly, when you cycled to the front up so you could get on camera... With us all cycling in, oh, I tell you what, good one. See you back next year, cycling again. Anyway, that was Matthew. What are we talking about? Oh, the upcoming game started, the Super League started, the championship. We're here, man. Oh, actually, yes. And also, no, we do it at the as a final run-in. No, we never have enough time, do we? So we're giving away four Bradford Bulls tickets to their opening match against Featherstone this Sunday afternoon up at Odsall Stadium. Going to be a massive match. Obviously, Featherstone, one of the competing teams last year. The Bulls being promoted from League One into the Championship this year. So a big start for the boys. And the boys up at Odsall Stadium are also the current holders of the Yorkshire Cup.
Oh,
already
on,
got the
yes.
silver in under their belt. Look at them. They just grew 7 inches when I said that. Who's won the tickets? Okay, so the person that's won the tickets, patience, man. Alison Kellett for her question about the reserves team, the academy team, the dual registration and the teams and players going out on loan. One of the reasons for one, it was a brilliant question, and two, she wrote War and Peace. You can't see it there, but she really put some thought and effort into it. So thank you very much, Alison. We'll be in touch with you, let you know how you can pick up those tickets up at the stadium. So the opening games of the season, the big ones kicking off. I've actually chosen one Championship game this weekend, and that's Centurions versus Toulouse. Now, we've between the four of us, we've got an open running poll going that's going to run throughout the whole season. So even if you're away from the game or you're on holiday, you're still going to get the opportunity to put into the WhatsApp group what your choice is. I've chosen four games. Tonight we're going to be reviewing Wigan versus Saints, Cass versus Catalans, the Wolves versus the new Leeds Rhinos, and Centurions versus Toulouse. You can check out that poll by just going on pulse2.co.uk and click on the Robbie Hunter Paul Show, and put your 5 cents in on who you think is going to win it. You know, all of us are experts, inverted commas, perceived experts. I'm long in the tooth. Aaron's got his finger on the pulse, getting all the gossip on who's getting injured, and these two boys still play the game. So let's kick it off with Centurions versus Toulouse. Games in your competition, boys, in the Championship. Toulouse, one of the teams to beat last year. Absolute nightmare for Centurions 2018, but they've come back together. They've got a lot of their old boys back. They're a new look team for 2019. Yeah. Will they be competing? How do you see this going?
Toulouse, we're going to take it by 24.
Is that Lee Centurions at the Lee Sports Village? You want to take it by 24?
Or more. Yeah, Toulouse have got it. Yeah,
and what's your rationale behind that?
Man, you know, in Lee, you know, they've had the troubles. You know, didn't know whether they were going to survive when they won. You know, a lot of lads gone back, you know.
Doesn't that create consolidation?
Yeah, but Toulouse are a classy outfit, you know. Jonathan Ford just running that ball in, the players that Toulouse have got. You know, I can see him doing very well this year. I think they're going to be top three this year.
You know, with the way that London beat, London got promoted into the Super League in 2018, it could have been Toulouse.
All you got to do is just everybody's like our sight now, Toulouse, Lee, everyone's sight is get to the playoffs, and then you never know what's going to happen in that.
That's right.
Just get to the playoffs and then anything can happen.
Well, I'm excited.
So.
Does it not excite you?
See me
just
drop a slot of drop goal from 30.
Oh, God.
Take us to Super League.
Why'd you have to go there? Front row.
My prediction.
If it's a fifth play, look for a halfback, mate.
Yeah.
You know, these front rowers that try to kick the ball, you know, they get past the ball by mistake and they try and kick it.
Delusions of grandeur.
Just pass. Look, there's a halfback will be screaming his head off. A fullback screaming his head off. Pass the ball to him. Look for him. He'll be there. Elliot?
Toulouse win. Because, like Ross said, they're a class team. They're a top five team, top three. And if Toulouse are coming over to play someone at a Dewsbury or a Batley and the ground's going to be terrible, I might have said the other team, but go to Lee, the pitch is going to be outstanding and it just suits them. No matter what the weather's going to be, I think the pitch will be good, in good nick. Toulouse, Toulouse will win for me.
Aaron? I agree exactly with that. I would have fancied them to slip up somewhere else, but nice track. Lee, a bit like Fev, you know, put together pretty much an entirely new team. Might take them a bit of time to gel and sort of hit the straps. So I'm going to take Toulouse by 16.
All right. Okay. So I'm in a similar place to you guys. I'm supposed to say once a Latha, always a Latha. And obviously, I played for the Lee Centurions for 2 seasons. Hey, that's their motto. Once a Latha, always a Latha. Don't you ever say anything against it. But I've got to go with my head because we're competing here. I've got to go with my head. And my head is saying Toulouse also. Purely and simply, is there a new look team come together? And Toulouse have had, what, 3 or 4 years on the ball? That's why I'm going with Toulouse. All right. Next game, Wolves versus Rhinos. New look Rhinos.
Warrington win. Blake Austin.
That's Elliot there.
Yeah, Blake Austin is going to run the show. Leeds are, like I say, they're new, and I think they've recruited, but so has everyone else. And Warrant have recruited just as well. And they, I think they had enough. They were in two finals last year. They're a good team, and they got even better this year. Warrant and win. Yeah,
where's it at?
At Warrington.
At Warrington.
It's going to take Leeds a bit of time. I think the first four games are all away as well, with Headingley getting redeveloped, and three of them are at Wigan, Saints and Warrington. So Leeds could easily be one win from four, from the first four, but no need to panic, you know, especially with this split gone now. But it'll take them a bit of time, this Leeds team. Fancy Austin to kickstart it with a bang. Yeah, I'll go Warrington by 12.
Yeah, I'll go Warrington. Yeah, well, I'm thinking Leeds, but now I'll go Warrington, yeah. Because it's a Warrington. Yeah.
Blake Austin saying, we're going to win some silverware, because I'm sick of everybody telling us that we're not going to win any silverware. We haven't been winning any silverware.
I think
a disruption for Warrington is Kevin Brown and his Achilles going boom. Yeah. I'm sure they would have prepared him to be in the heart of a lot of things. I'm going to back the Leeds Rhinos in this. I know a lot of Bulls fans are going, boo. But I'm excited to see what Lolo here will do. I'm excited to see, you know, this new look Leeds team come together and what their new coaching and system. I know they've got to need time to gel, but a lot of expectation on those shoulders. So on to the next game. So I'm backing. I'm the only one backing Leeds Rhinos. Castleford versus Catalans. I've got to speed up here.
I've got Castleford for me.
Yeah, Cass by four. It'll be could be the closest game of the weekend.
I'm going to say Catalan. Yeah, I'm going to say Catalan. A bit of disruption, holiday, fighting and all that. Yeah. Catalan for me.
I've got to back Catalan as well, purely and simply because Sam Tompkins come out and said Cusper's horrible to go play out. So he's got to back it up now. You know, it's going to be volatile. You know, it's going to be awkward, but he's got to back it up. So on to the final game, which kicks us off for the Super League season tomorrow evening, and it is Wigan versus St. Helens.
Set.
At Wigan. It's at Wigan.
It's at Saints.
It's at Saints.
Saints by four. Yeah, I fancy Saints. Yeah.
Saints by a two-pointer. You've heard it here. Yeah.
Wigan for me.
Why?
Because Adrian Lamb, new coach, and I think Zach's going to come back and kill it.
Yeah. That's the one curveball for me, how Zach goes tomorrow night. I saw him in pre-season, he looked really good, but this Saints team looked pretty good to me.
So Saints.
Yeah, Wigan. Saints.
I'm gonna go with Elliot with Wigan also. I think Wigan at home, forget technique, forget quality. It's all to do with that emotion. And Wigan kicking the season off in that local derby is absolutely massive. Thank you very much. That's us with the new format. We love you. See you next week.
This is the Robbie Hunter Paul Show on Pulse 2.